opening day out there with the wind chill.
Yeah, it was a flashback to last year, pitching against the Tigers in the cold, cold weather. But obviously it's Florida, so still not that bad. I sweat today. Last time I did not sweat, that's for sure. it was nice to get out there and be able to start the inning, you know, start the game, get that routine kind of down. I have no idea what I'm going to be doing during the season, but it's nice to have that experience again.
Does that make it tough, like ramping toward a season?
A little bit, you know. I will say, I think no matter what happens, I've been set up to be successful whichever role, because I have started 3 games and I have relieved 2 games. Yeah. So it's not like I will be, you know, going into relieving will be something completely different. I have done it twice. Mm-hmm. So it's nothing crazy.
Do you do anything with your routine to make it, you know, such that you can do both or do either?
When I come out of the pen, because a lot of starters, when you're piggybacking spring training, will treat it like a start, right. You know, so you'll do like your routine as best as you can with, you know, throw on the backfield, mm-hmm. do your stretching and stuff like that, and plan out the timing. And the 2 times I've come out of the pen, I've thrown earlier and just sat in the bullpen and treated it like a bullpen outing.
Okay. Was this different routine difficult to get used to?
No, I don't think so. I think, you know, we talked in the offseason and they told me that, you know, coming in I was going to be, you know, going for that 5th starter spot, but also there would be, you know, work in the pens, so that, because last year I didn't really get prepared necessarily for the season, and this way I was able to get both.
How do you feel about the body of work you did put forth in those 3 starts and 2 relief pens?
Pretty good. You know, today is nice because the first inning, what happened when I played the Yankees, where my body reverted to old bad habits, and then I got calmed down a little bit, and then by Servi and Ray coming out, and then, you know, cool play by the defense, and then coming out in the next 3 innings are where I want to be. It's good.
Good sign that you were able to find those new mechanics rather quickly.
Yeah, it's huge. I think that's what's going to be a big tell for me, because nobody feels 100% every day. Nobody feels 100% 80% of the days. You know what I mean? Most of the time you're going to be just a little bit off, and so to be able to tweak that and get back to where you need to be is important.
That looked like that was one of those more lighthearted Ray mound meetings in the first inning.
Yeah.
Long smile and out.
Yeah, exactly. That's you don't always get those, but that's what it was for us. You know, it was one of those things where Ray came out and said, "Look, you're I'm gonna just say what he said. It looks like you got a stick up your ass." You know? And so basically the idea is you gotta relax, man. You gotta let. So he told me, start singing a song. So I started singing in the next 3 innings. What do you know?
What song was it?
I was singing. Usually it's the last song that comes on during warm-ups. Okay. It's like, that's what I remember. Baseball time at Hooters. Just repeating that in my head. Just kind of whatever song. It's not specific.
Steven, you've been in this situation before. How do you handle the next few hours, days, until a decision's made?
Try not to stress about it. You know, you can try as much as you want to, but it's not. There's nothing I can do. You know, all I can do is put forth the work, and you know, they'll see the work that I've done, and they'll make a decision. Nick and I are, you know, we're both at a spot right now where we've been working hard, and Lyle's as well. Lyle's hasn't done for a little while, but he's going to be, you know, pitching the next few days, and you know, it's just kind of, it's not an easy situation, but the guys on our team are so cool, and they're so nice, and they're so, like, they're just genuinely good guys, so it's not an issue, you know what I mean? It's something we're going through together, and it's helpful to have the support.
Is that something you and Nick talk about, or do you turn on something completely different on TV when you get home?
You know, last night was the first night we really talked about it, where we addressed it, and just kind of said, you know, it hasn't been an easy spring. You know, it's been a little stressful. We both had good outings, we've had bad outings, and you know, it's just, we're both working for something, and you don't want to hold it against the other person, you know, but you know, sometimes it's like, you know, King went 5 scoreless yesterday, I have to come out and get 4 scoreless today, 100%, you know what I mean, which is good, that's good, healthy competition. So we're feeding off each other. It's nice.